to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, Pinduka, go away for 1 week. You're sick. What's going on, man?
Ha, boy, I'm sick and tired of guests.
Yo, was that after Juarez or Dineo? Which one?
After everyone. After Juarez, after Dineo, after Mo Flame, after everyone. I want to see you cool. But literally, you're cool and then Katele. Yeah. You know?
What's wrong there? What's wrong there?
I mean, you go to your capis now.
Yeah?
Yeah? No, man. No, I'm kidding. Come on. I'm just sick. Tonsillitis. Yeah, fuga. I got tonsillitis. Missing pattern totally. Just, you know, you're bedridden.
What's going on and when then, you have tonsillitis? What's happening?
It's like, the body.
You get an inflammation of the tonsils.
Yes.
When you touch your, like, underneath your throat, or even when you open your mouth and go, ah, you can literally see the swelling at the back of your throat. Yeah.
Oh, say,
yeah,
so, let's see.
So, itis is a suffix for inflammation. So, laryngitis,
yeah,
it's when your larynx is inflamed.
Yeah.
Tonsillitis is when your tonsils are inflamed.
Okay.
Meningitis is when your brain now swells. Mm. So, itis is then inflammation. So, yeah, it's when the tonsils are inflamed or they swollen. Ah.
And then in the industry, there's egotitis.
Yes, you got an ego and a tight ass.
So what is inflamed?
So who's suffering? Who have you, Dr. Bomgwebo? Who have you diagnosed with egotitis?
Ah, it's gotta be Mihlali. Who else, dog?
Yo.
Who else?
Yo.
Oh, the ego tight ass. I hear that too. She qualifies, right? Yeah.
Fuck, I missed you guys, man.
Yeah, man. Welcome back.
Oh, man. Woo. I missed you guys.
We missed you, man.
Bro, yeah. I finally understand like what it's like to be a chiller, bro. It's so addictive, bro.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, so...
Because I was watching on the plane, I watched the Waras' show. Shout out to Waras, man.
Shout out to Waras, man. Held it down, Waras, man. Yeah.
Dope.
That's
yes.
My nigga. He tells me you got 4 offers since the podcast he shot.
Of course.
Radio.
For him. No, for him to start a podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who's offering him to start a podcast and... How do they offer you to start a podcast?
Well, what he told me is that a couple of companies called him up and they're like, listen, would you consider starting a podcast? And then we'll like shoot the whole thing, produce the whole thing for you, all that jazz.
What's in it for them?
I don't know. I guess advertising, isn't it? Just like how we make money. I guess so.
Yeah, there's a lot of production companies or you know, just general.
Because like, the new wave now, like everybody's starting a podcast.
Yeah, of course. Dope, yeah. It's been,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is dope, man.
So yeah, which is dope. It grows the culture. The more the merrier, guys. We need more podcasts.
You killed me when you said we need
xenophobic people.
And the person born. Hey, I died, dog. I died.
Natural motivation, boy. Natural motivation.
Hey, shout out to Dineo as well. Shout good to see Dineo.
Yeah.
Sounding good.
I love the way Waras tells a story. And his impressions, like when he did that Indian guy, that was funny.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, with the druggy selling food. Yeah.
Yes. And then I like the way Dineo can like explain her thoughts, like in thorough detail. I wish I had a skill
eloquent.
Like that, bro.
Oh, she's good.
Yo, bro, like she's whatever's eloquent. In her head, she can express it.
Yeah, she's eloquent, like big time. Great speaker.
Yeah. Anyway, Henda, what a man! It feels good to be back! Oh man,
welcome
Black
back
Studios,
again,
yeah. So Pinduka's here,
yeah.
Doodoo's here, Ghost Ladies, yeah. Simpiwa is here, Fat Check Guy's here.
She's here.
I was at the airport. Simpiwa
is here. Look at him. He gave you a look. Oh, why are you giving him a look then? They mentioned you.
No, Simpiwa's my guy.
Oh, okay, so you're at the airport?
So I'm at the airport. I saw this chiller. I'm like, dude, it's so crazy. God is weird, man. Like, God is amazing, bro.
True, bro.
Like, if you look at the year that I've just had, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been so blessed. And that's what God does, bro. Like, he will take someone who's at the bottom, has nothing, and take them to the top just to show off like how powerful he is.
Bro, ask Dr. Matthew. God qualifies unqualified. True story, yeah, but you'll do that.
You know what I mean?
Come, they come and buck truckloads.
Bro, look at the year we've had, bro.
Yeah. Crazy.
Bro. Not just even me and you, like the team, you know?
Bro.
Dudu's moving out. She's got a car.
She bought a new car. Dude, Black Studios have a vehicle.
You know what I mean?
Black vehicle thingy, bought a vehicle.
Yeah.
He wrote off his car, bought another one in a week.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Hey. Quicker than he got his girlfriend back.
Hey.
Fat checker drives a big Beamer. Oh, fuck
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, she's so tiny.
It's amazing, man.
No, but honestly, it is, bro.
Yeah.
How was it, man?
New York.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, you gotta tell us.
Movies. Huh? Movies, bro.
Yeah.
Joe, I don't even know where to start. Ask me. What do you guys want to know? Ask me.
Dog.
Where do you want to start?
I don't know, man.
But I'm gonna stop going to New York because every time I go to New York, I come back. Like squashing beef.
Oh yeah! Let's start with Casper.
Hey,
let's start there.
Yeah.
Is that the beef you crushed? Because we saw a picture of you guys
Oscar.
Smiling,
yes.
Laughing. Last time it was Oscar. Yeah. But that was never really like beef.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Casper, dog. So, how did you get to that point of taking that picture?
So we go to the show, right, Madison Square Garden, and then
shout out.
I had to Uber to go to the after party. So as I'm waiting for my Uber, he walks past. Kes, are you aware I'm a rete? He walks past, gets into his car, and then we meet at the after party. So when we meet at the after party, he starts doing that whole thing. Yeah, when I'm a rete, poison. What did I do, poison?
Yeah.
And then we chopped it up. He bought me some alcohol. And then we started talking, you know. And
nice.
He was like, listen, bro, like, you know, I'm in entertainment. I get it. You know, you can say whatever you want to say about me, but when you start involving my kid,
we have
a problem. You know what
Fair
I mean?
Fair enough.
He's like, he was talking to T. Lee and he had plans on coming to the show, but after I mentioned his kid, which I don't remember, by the way. But
no, I think it's that.
Yeah. Can you forget what you said?
Yeah,
so we said so much shit about Casper, bro. He's like, hey, Lankanella, week after week, Lou.
And you expect us to, we don't. You dropped an album. But okay, yeah, you did say something. I think, it's fine. We'll leave
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, bro, you know what? I got two kids of my own. I really get it, bro. So I deeply apologize. That's not my intention,
man,
you know?
Shout out. That's big of you, man. That's big of you.
And what hurt for him is that when we did that episode, his son was in hospital sick.
Oh, shame.
And then that episode came out, you know? So you can see, like, how he was feeling, you know what I mean? So I apologize, and then we're together the whole night, bro.
Nice.
Literally.
Nice.
Hey, that guy's funny, bro.
Oh.
Hey, Casper's funny, bro.
For real? Or you just wanted to come on the podcast?
No. Whether I say it or not, he will come, bro.
Oh, he's coming now.
Ah, he wants to come.
Oh, so now the Casper.
I actually think he should start a podcast, bro, because obviously the hip hop thing is not working anymore. And he's so funny, bro. I think you should start a podcast, man.
You reckon?
Aren't you watching a Casper podcast?
So what does it take to start a podcast, bro? Like, because people will say, okay, if you're funny, can you just start a podcast? What does it take to start one? And what does it take to keep it successful?
I think for me, content. Like, imagine the stories Casper has, bro.
Hey, ne?
You know what I mean?
But you got to be willing to tell them and
be honest.
And
obviously.
Be honest. And that's going to rub up people up the wrong way. And you need validation from other people. You need to have that character. You know like how like the industry feels about, let's say, you or me, you know, mainly, you know, because of what we say. And you have to be willing to put yourself in that position.
Oh yeah, thick
skin, definitely.
You can't
be an industry darling if you're gonna share your honest opinions.
This sounds like deja vu though. When you came back from New York last time, you came back, Dineo podcast. Jiggy Jiggy, now, Casper podcast.
All right. All
okay. We see recruiting starts in New York. All right. Okay.
Hey, yeah, come on.
Hey. Yeah, they must change the Big Apple to a new job. Fuck the York. Yokian.
Hey.
New job.
Ah, Siabon, Siabon. Okay, welcome to the team, man. Must celebrate Casper.
And is he open to doing
A podcast?
Yeah.
We never spoke about that, but it was,
that's what you thought.
Yeah, in hindsight, after chilling with him, this guy is so funny. I can imagine him sitting next to Capo and just telling stories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll watch that, bro.
Yeah, that's dope, bro.
Yeah, you know? But, Chance, we got to go to New York, man. We gotta move, bro.
Let's go, bro.
Bro.
Are you ready, sir?
Bro, they take...
I'm ever ready.
Bro, they take podcasting and even content creation, like, seriously.
Mm.
Like, bro, you like, if you have more than 1 million followers, whether it's like on TikTok or YouTube, like we do, ne? You're a god there, bro. Mm. You got so much respect, bro. I remember we were eating at this restaurant in New York, and I was with Nota, by the way.
Yeah.
So Nota kept telling everyone, hey, he's the biggest podcaster
in Africa.
In Africa. Yeah. So they ended up calling me the Even Black forgot Joe Rogan.
Even forgot which continent it's from.
Yo.
The Black Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that's what they started calling me. So as soon as I heard that we have 1 million subscribers, like their lies just lit up and we didn't end up paying for the bill. Or like it's on us, bro.
Whoa, for real, bro.
Like content creators are worshipped there, bro.
Mm. And appreciated.
Bro, they appreciate it, bro.
Mm.
Damn.
I kid you not, bro. Like I was in awe. I'll tell you a story. So I go to meet Charlemagne, right? Mm. So Charlemagne, he's got a room like this, ne? The waiting area. And then let's say by the toilet there, that's where they shoot the show, right? So I'm sitting outside, ne?
The green room. Yeah.
Waiting for Charlemagne and who's the white guy? Andrew Schulz.
Andrew Schulz.
Yeah.
To finish shooting the podcast, right? So the whole team, Andrew Schulz, is outside there by the waiting area. Mm. And he has his own Maash. Someone who cuts his hair.
Yes, right?
But the guy had fucked up with the times and straight after the pod, they had to go to London. So they're busy trying to figure out like, when is this guy going to cut
his hair.
Andrew's hair, right?
Yeah.
And then the guy had to go back to work so he couldn't end up cutting the hair. And it was a big thing, bro. Like the whole team was stressing for about an hour.
Wow.
Trying to find Andrew Schulz.
Barber.
I'm like, you didn't say, when me and you want to cut our hair and my ash is not here, no one gives a fuck here, bro.
No one panics, bro. No one is making calls.
Should we start panicking? Is that maybe a new... Hey, boom.
But it was like a serious thing. It was like, guys, Andrew's hair needs to get cut.
Sure.
And they started making calls and they ended up getting... George Clooney's barber to come shoot for
Jesus
Andrew.
Christ. Yes. George Clooney.
Yeah.
When last?
Hey, I'm like, which level is this one?
Oh, dog.
And then when they're shooting, they've got Black Studio in the studio, but then there's another guy outside who's like his own Black Studio and he's also doing something there. I don't know what kind of operation they're running.
What would that be?
Is that like a final mix editor or someone?
Sounds like it.
He's watching the show, but he's doing what you guys are doing. But he's not in the studio. He's outside.
In front of one screen. Wow.
Studio mixing. How come we don't have that?
Hey. Outside. Station's outside.
Tell him, budget. Tell him, budget. Tell him, full budget. Full squam.
But it's a serious operation. It's a serious business, that side. Like,
but it makes sense. I mean, look at how far the Paul brothers took you. You know, Logan Paul and the other one and stuff. Mm. What's the other one's name?
Logan Paul.
Jake Paul.
Just like YouTubers and, you know, vlogging. I think they do podcasts as well. It's huge.
Because like, let's be honest. Apart from the chillers, nobody gets what we're doing, bro.
No one takes us
seriously.
Nobody, bro.
Apart from the chillers, the chillers get it.
Brands get it. Striped Horse and many other brands, you know, who've used the platform, the likes of your Kit Kat, you know. But a lot of brands still don't get it. And we... podcasters are the voice, you know? Like when you want a message sent out, it comes from here. You know what I mean? We do better numbers than your primetime shows, TV shows, at night. And that just those just play once. And here, you can play it whenever, repeatedly. You know, but people don't get it. They're just so far behind. I can't even say they're reactive because some don't even react. You know what I mean? Like, they don't get it, bro, at all. And, sadly.
So my plane is like 15 hours, so I downloaded all the podcasts. So I started watching The Water Swat, which I enjoyed thoroughly.
How was business class, by the way?
Ah, it's normal things now. What you talking about?
Yeah. Shout out, bro.
Hey, but once you go business, you can't go back, dog.
Yeah.
Bro, I was sleeping. I was on a bed, bro.
Yes.
Sleep.
Shiny boy.
What do you mean?
You were in bed and flights.
Yeah, alone.
You left with your wife?
No, I was alone.
You don't go with your wife.
She went to Thailand.
Ooh.
Hey, you went to New York alone, fam.
Yeah.
Hey, it was a quick girl after the show.
No, no, she went to Thailand.
Oh, damn, you are alone, dog. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I don't know, but business classes.
I mean, that sounds fun.
Oh, okay, business flights. Dope, man.
So I downloaded the Waras episode.
Yeah.
Got the Dineo episode. Then I downloaded Popcorn and Cheese. And then I downloaded the kids as well. So I was watching them on the plane. And I gotta say, guys, we have some amazing content on this network, man.
Yeah,
fuck,
true,
the kids
man.
Are killing it.
The Bantweezy. Shout out.
I was watching their last show. I know, it was so cute. Like, I loved it, yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Mara, you guys, Black Studio and Simpo, they laugh too much with the kids, eh? You can even hear them on the microphone. You just laugh too much, eh?
Yeah, they keep on getting distracted, eh?
Ni sama, Adina. Or a skegis, maybe. Or ni sama. Which one is it?
And then I watched Popcorn and Cheese. Ah, you know the skits, dog. Yeah, like, fucking hell.
They're amazing.
So I was like, fuck, man. It reminds me of like a new school YFM, bro. You know when we started the energy, bro?
Yeah. Genuine energy, bunch of young people. Well, some of us not so young, but energetic, passionate about what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we do it for the love before anything else and all the other rewards that come with it, you know? Yeah.
So first night I got there, hooked up with Nota. And then he was saying he moved to the US because there was a hit out on him.
Okay. Yeah, he earned it though.
Yeah.
He earned it.
So he was
Were
like,
you one of them, so
no, but he earned it, man. Hey, I mean, he's done disrespected Black Coffee and his kid and people and their kid and said, and then cops as well. He earned it, honestly.
So he was out there and he was telling me some crazy shit, man. Because like there in America, they don't know Amapiano, actually.
Mm-mm.
Even Charlamagne, when I met him, he didn't know what Amapiano was.
Yeah.
Because... he's like, oh, you... So he's like...
They think it's Afrobeats.
Eh?
Do they think it all falls under Afrobeats?
Yes, yes. Oh, okay. They think it's under Afrobeats.
And you can't blame them. The Nigerians are so far ahead of us.
Yeah.
And they make noise in rooms that we haven't entered. So by the time we enter, like, you're him, it's fine. You are one of them. But no, it's a different thing altogether.
Yeah, so in America, like, or in New York, Afrobeats, Amapiano, they think it's the same genre. But, like, the Nigerians, like, own... their music and they champion it in New York, right? So there are New Yorkers who champion that sound. So you might find a song that comes out, becomes big first in New York and then Nigeria. Like that's how big the influence is in New York. But we don't have this the same for piano. So there's no one championing piano in New York.
Wow.
Aren't Major League doing something like that? Maybe.
Nah, they're all over the world, man. They're all over the world. They DJs. They get booked and they play wherever.
Fair enough.
But there isn't someone who's based in New York who's just pushing the sound at clubs. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have that. And the driver I was with, he was saying if someone from SA could just come and champion Amapiano, because they don't know it, bro. Charlamagne didn't even know it existed. I was chatting to him and I was like, he's like, you DJ too? I'm like, yeah, DJ, I play my piano. So he's like, oh, you play the piano too? You one talented motherfucker.
Whoa.
I'm like, no, I don't play piano. I play Amapiano. It's like, what's that? I'm like, it's a new genre. It's from South Africa. It's like, it's like Afrobeats. I'm like, not entirely, but you know,
it's
our sound. You know, it's like, oh, cool. It's like, who's the biggest artist? I'm like, well, I think it would be Uncle Waffles. He's like, oh, Uncle Waffles? And then he follows her. And then he's like, oh, she's hot. I hope she doesn't identify as a man because of Uncle.
Oh.
It makes sense, though. It does, yeah.
Because
you never know. Uncle, it's like, hey. You are representing, something else than what you're calling yourself. You know, sometimes
people
like,
identify as doctors when they're not. So you don't know these things. You know?
Something to be respectful, you know?
Yeah. So I'm chilling there with Nota. He's telling me that, so Tyler, this is where I'm going.
Oh, Water.
Water. Yeah. She's like the biggest artist in New York that people know is from SA.
Wow.
She's massive. And he was telling me, and you don't know it's Nota, man. You don't know if this is true or not. But I think he's onto something. But he's saying that should have been Shoma Josie. So what happened is, Shoma Josie was dating her videographer, some white guy, right?
Okay.
And then they broke up. Okay. So when they broke up, this videographer started dating Tyler, right?
Yo.
And then he started like shooting music videos for her. And then he took her to America. So like, you know when Shoma Josie was on like John Cena and doing all those things?
Yeah, on Ellen
DeGeneres. There was a team behind that.
And it was the videographer's influence.
Yes.
Whoa.
So now that team is on Tyler now. Yo. They're focusing on Tyler.
Wow.
They're pushing her like crazy.
But here's the thing, right? You can't automatically assume that just because Shoma Josie had the resources Tyler had, she was going to be Tyler kind of big. You know, because I think it all goes with the sound, the right time, timing.
She's more unique. What do you mean? Shoma Josie sticks out like a sore thumb, bro.
But what I'm saying is, example, Nestesi, his team put him in, you know, that space as well. But it wasn't maybe his time or...
No, man. It's all manufactured, dog. Even the numbers are manufactured.
Who?
Tyler. Those numbers. They're not real.
What do you mean they're not real?
She's been pushed by the label.
8 million people streaming are real.
Man, dog. You from radio. Do you know Payola?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So radio's dead now. Where's the Payola money going to? Streams. It's all manufactured, dog.
Yeah. But who do you pay then?
You pay who?
No, it's the major labels. So if you open up your phone right now, you must check the top 10 streamed songs in SA, for example. Yeah. It's all artists that belong to major labels because they have a monopoly on the streams.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why when we release albums, it doesn't chart, but we have the biggest platform. Why?
Makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Because I mean, what they have to do, the record labels, they have to suppress the independent guys. So the independent guys are, you feel like you need a major label to chart.
To chart, yeah.
And fill up stadiums and do all these things.
So what you're saying is, because the likes of your Spotify, which is the biggest culprit, and Apple Music, took away so much power from the record labels, then record labels realized, hold on, let's get in bed with these guys now. That's why, like, for example, if you go on the biggest Amapiano playlist, which is Amapiano Grooves, right?
Yeah.
How about the songs there? I'm like,
Exactly.
I'm like, how did this one make? I get there's some songs that are still there, like Minanawe, but also that I think is influenced by how many times people play the song and if there's still an appetite for a particular song. But there's some songs that make it there, and that's just 50 songs. And that's literally meant to be the 50 hottest Amapiano songs. And some of the songs, they are questionable.
Mm.
But then you look at who is behind them, what label is behind them.
So who are these big labels
that you normally...
It's the big labels, the big three, man. So
Universal, Sony,
the likes. The thing is,
they have a point, bro.
So with streaming, they are like gatekeepers, right? Mm. But with YouTube, you can't gatekeep.
No, you can't.
Right? So if your podcast is hot, the numbers will show it's hot.
Mm.
And that's why with us, like, we've got 1 million subscribers and whatever, right? But we do a show at Sunbed and it fills up.
Mm.
Yet you'll get an artist who fills up a stadium, but when they sell albums, not even... So they fill up a stadium with 90,000 people.
Yeah.
But when they sell an album, only 20,000 buy. Mm-hmm. How does that make sense?
Yeah. There's another example. Who said this? Who posted this? I forgot someone posted this. Like, there'll be someone who drops a music video, and then 1 week has got 1 million views.
Yeah.
And then a year later, it's still stuck on 1 million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which naturally doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Look, numbers will always decline via, you know, attracting new eyes to a video. But it's sort of almost unnatural. And you're like, damn, then how did it even get to 1 million if after a week, literally, 3 years later, it's still on 1 million? There's not even a gradual increase. Like with videos like Karakara, we're still seeing numbers climb till today.
Because it's organic.
It's organic. Yeah. It's authentic. Yes.
Mm, mm.
So now, radio, Payola, okay. And then now it's moved over to streams.
100%.
So the kid who's home thinking, if radio doesn't play my shit, the internet will, if it's hot, or Spotify will put it in the rightful places if it's hot. It's not like that anymore.
Well, no, man. I'm just talking about obviously, like, the beauty now is you don't need radio. You just need a phone, right? You just need connection to the internet. And then you can build your own audience.
Yeah, gradually.
I'm saying, Ori, like, you know, when you see Tyler has more streams than Master KG and whatever, all those things, that's all manufactured. That's what
it's
I'm
about
saying.
Who's behind her.
Yes.
She could never do that just from a bedroom.
Yes, yes.
Damn.
You know?
Labels still find a way of reclaiming the power.
It's an investment, though.
Fucking hell, man. You really think the game is opened up and then they find a way to close it up again?
Yeah, because they want you to be dependent on them.
Spotify opened up the game so much. You know, kids make a song, upload it, get a distributor. What's that? What Kid? Distro Kid or Africori, Electromode. Get it out there. People love it. It's on the hottest playlist. Mm. You're gone. Now it's back to...
And then
someone with money behind.
And then there are songs that are just God.
Just like, touched by God.
Yeah, Jerusalem. Like no matter what you can do.
It is what
it's gonna,
it is.
It's gonna,
what
it is. It is. It's gonna fly. You know what I mean? You know?
It is what
but
it
those
is.
Songs are far and few between, Ish. You know?
Far and few between, bro. Far and few between.
I wake up Friday morning. Black Coffee had a gala dinner. So I text his sister. Shout out to Lungi, man. His sister. She took care of me the whole trip in New York.
Shout out to her, man.
Shout out to Zandy as well from Chisanyama. She booked me. I'm back in the States in Miami next month.
Beautiful. Shout out to Zandy.
Yeah. Shout out to Zandy. So I wake up. I'm like, yo, Lungi, can I still come to the gala dinner? And then she doesn't respond. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let me find something else to do. 20 minutes later, she calls me. She's like, actually, can you MC? I'm like,
No way. Left South Africa and packed the suits. That doesn't suit you. It's not your kind of action. There's no way. I knew it.
So I'm telling her, I'm like, hi, look at me. I'm scared of people. Like, I can't MC. And then I call my mom, right? I'm like, hey, ma. They're saying 1, 2, 3. She's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You're in New York, bro.
What you gonna do?
So I'm like, hey, okay, actually, you know what? At least it's not like a stadium or like a festival.
Bro, shout out, man. Like, a lot of people would have preferred remaining in their comfort zone.
Yeah.
So shout out to you, bro.
Nice.
So I call her back. I'm like, fucking look, we're in New York. Let's do it, baby.
Okay.
So then I get to the venue. I didn't have any like formal attire. So literally right next to the venue, there was like a street market. Then I bought myself the shirt. Yeah.
Pants.
Yeah. No, the pants I had. And then I bought the shirt because I was planning on going to the gala dinner. You remember?
Oh, yes. Okay.
But now it was an all black tie event.
Oh, yes.
So I get the shandies, boom, boom, boom. Then I'm there. Mm-hmm. Right. Ha, dog. Remember you were twerking for the billionaire? I was twerking for Black Coffee. I was
rightfully so, bro.
I'm like, this
who's
is
the
my
better
nigga. This is my nigga. I get there, I meet these white ladies. They're like, hey, listen, are you handy? I'm like, yeah, I'm very handy. They're like, hey, can you please assemble this thing where they wanted to put like these paintings for the auction or whatever. So there I am, I'm putting up the thing. I'm like, hey, I hope no one takes a video. If Chilla see this.
That's inspiring, man. Come on, you know.
And then the guest camera was very intimate, bro. Like about 30 people. I'm talking about like rich motherfuckers, bro. Yeah, like the cream de la creme.
Who was they?
From SA, it was TK Nginza. Mm-hmm. I saw Skewed, obviously, was there. Yeah. Makhosa. Because he was giving away... Latuma. Yeah, Latuma. Yeah. He was giving away something at the
Nelson
auction.
Makamo? I'm sure it was there.
You couldn't make it, but he was meant to come.
Yeah, was his paintings there?
His paintings and a diamond
necklace. It was very close to Black Coffee.
Yeah. So then I started... but the MC was chilled, man. I was just announcing people. I was like, please give it up for Black Coffee.
There's a clip you posted. Black Coffee looked uncomfortable. Like, he looked like... But then there's a part where he looked very like... He's like, hey, Mac,
hey.
Don't podcast now, you know? Yeah, but you did it well.
Yeah, it went well. It was beautiful. I was chilling with the mother. We were chopping it up. I met his cousins, the family. And then now, the dinner's done. Now we go upstairs. It's time for the after party.
Yeah.
After party, we go upstairs. I haven't seen Black Coffee playing years, bro. Yeah. So I'm excited. I got my phone out. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And then we rocked it. So after like an hour and a half, he's tired. He's like, who's the next DJ? So the management, they're looking there. They're like, Who's the next DJ? God, I don't worry. I've got my sticks.
Yes.
Come prepared, boy.
Yeah, come prepared.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So I whipped up my sticks and I played after coffee, bro.
Yeah. Because I saw that. I'm like, hey, that's your shot.
Yeah.
New Jersey, right? I'm like, oh, my nigga's killing you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, black coffee's a god, bro.
Yeah.
Black coffee's a god. They worship him out there, man.
For real.
Oh, my goodness. I heard him play 3 times. The first time was at the gala dinner. Yeah. Second time was at the...
Madison.
And the whole time at the gala dinner, he kept looking at me. He's like, no horses here. But I can
see the video. Hey.
You see that video?
I saw the video where he said no. Yeah, it was a club. Looked like a club.
So he's coming to me. Me, I'm getting scared. I thought he was saying, please don't take videos. So if you see, I'm trying to turn it off.
Oh.
If you check that video.
Yes, because we just hear the voice. Say, yes.
Yeah. I was thinking, hey, in VIP, you can't take videos.
Oh,
I don't know how these things go. I'm like, hey, I saw the coffee.
What's the one dog has to be born? He's like, ah.
Boom. You know?
He's like, ah.
So he played at the gala dinner, which I saw him play. Madison Square Garden, him play.
Yeah.
And then at the after party, all were minimum an hour and a half, all the sets.
Yeah.
Didn't repeat a song.
What?
Didn't repeat a song.
Jesus.
I kid you not, bro.
But it's black coffee, man. I mean, maybe some people also follow him, like, you know what I mean? But also, it's... But you think about it, man. The guy plays how many sets and gigs a year alone? And half of all of them, there's someone recording the entire thing.
Yeah.
And they'll probably upload it on their YouTube page.
Mm.
You know? So the stakes are very high when you're at that level.
Mm.
So it makes sense. And the man is just incredible. I mean, he did a whole... Remember, he still holds the record. I don't know if it's still a world record, but a South African one for the longest set.
Yeah.
Remember at Maponya Mall when he did like 3 days.
Yeah.
So
after he opened up for me, and then we went to...
He opened up for you? Hi, wait.
Trevor Noah opened up for you at YFM. The coffee now opened up for you.
For you at Medicine.
At Medicine, yeah.
Bro, what you got to love about black coffee...
Eminem opened up for you also.
Yeah,
when he was in South Africa.
He's so selfless, bro. I remember at the after party.
Yeah.
This is like after Madison Square Garden. So you can imagine the energy, bro. He just packed it up. He just filled it up, made history.
Euphoria.
Now we're at the after party. That's packed as well. Mm. When I got there, his son was playing.
Yeah.
I forgot
his
son's name. But yeah, he was playing.
Esona. Shout out to Esona.
It's packed as well. The after party's packed as well. Yeah. So he plays for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then as soon as he's done, bro, he literally gave his platform, like kind of like transferred his greatness to DJ Kabila. Was on a wheelchair.
Kabila, they're friends like since childhood, man.
I'm like, this guy's so selfless,
bro. Shout out to
bro.
Kabila, man. Yeah.
You know, with all that attention,
yeah.
You would have think anyone else would want to keep it just to themselves, you know?
Yeah.
But he was like, come, dog, let's rock.
Bro.
And the fact that this guy's in a wheelchair and everybody in VIP has to make space for this guy was amazing to see. And Blackhoff was like, come.
Wow.
Ah, man. Coffee's amazing.
He is, bro. I mean, I even saw Shoba now, right? From Shana at Madison performing, literally. You know what I mean? And they've been friends since high school. They met in boarding school in high school.
Yeah.
And they've been friends ever since. And he's gone through a tough period because he had a sickly child, very sickly, for the longest time. You know? So for Black Coffee, even prior to Madison, he's been traveling with them all over the world, Ibiza and whatnot. And
everybody.
That's what Black Coffee does. Like,
bro.
Even with China.
China, exactly.
That's with China, travels all over the world. DJ
Boosie,
China.
Everyone Boosie. On that lineup.
Dude, when I saw Soul Star, you rock my world.
Oh, bro.
In New York, Monkey was there as well. Makanya. And I'm like, man. Sai and Ribatone. Who's just Sai or Ribatone? The one who plays the keys. It's Ribatone. Ribatone. Because this pretty much the same ensemble he had at Africa Rising was there.
Yes.
And he leaves no one as he goes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So if it was day one still, you know, like you will still be.
Bro, I got to see it firsthand. He doesn't do it for the likes, bro. Like he's genuinely about that shit.
Nice.
Like putting people on, bro.
Oh.
He's genuine about it.
But and I think we don't give him enough flowers, man. Coffee You know, like, same with Oskido. When you see everybody who's come from within their umbrella and, you know, them ascending and becoming millionaires and doing all these great things. If you look at Black Coffee and the whole wave of Afrotech and all these guys, Usu, Sa, Takapo, to a certain degree, Shimza, even though Shimza pushed as well, you know, on his own. But he's given so many people, because when he got to Ibiza, he brought on so many people, you know what I mean? Lemon and Herb, who got onto that wave. And that's all created by him. Mm. Let's be honest about it, you know? Mm. All these South African DJs who play in Ibiza, your Kairos of this world, you know what I mean? He paved that way.
Yeah.
And probably did things we don't even know about. You know, exactly. Mentioned the guys in rooms that none of us were in, but him. And so many people, it's easy to just be in that room, lock the key, throw it out the window.
Yeah. But it's simple, so. It's simple, so. When you're blessed, the key is to bless other people. And that's how you get blessed. More blessings.
Mm. More. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, bro. Mm. And Black Coffee has proven that and shown it.
Mm.
Shout out to Black Coffee.
So what do you do now? What's next as Black Coffee?
Hey, bro. I don't know. Playing on Mars or something. But Black Coffee, man, I don't know, bro. Remember, he's still probably going to do a one-man show in the O2 Arena or something. He's still going to do all these other crazy things, man. Yeah. You know? There's no ceiling for that guy, bro.
I know, that guy's amazing. And he hasn't changed, dog, since I met him. Still humble, bro. Still the same.
Wow.
And then you meet niggas here with one head. Well, come on.
Like who?
Angaz.
Yeah. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Then I met Charlemagne, bro. Oh.
Yeah, how did that happen? Did you DM him and say, yo, I'm in your town?
Yeah, yeah, because he sent me a DM. He's like, I see New York. Can you come see me?
Dope.
I'm like, yo, my schedule is hectic. I'll see if I can make time.
Yeah, right. Hey, man.
I'm still sharing with Black Coffee.
Someone was putting up paintings. Spent all the time.
You're like, oh, Nina, don't make me block you, bro.
As a handyman.
Don't make me block you, man.
No, I'm kidding, man. The whole time I was reaching out to him, I'm like, yo, I'm in New York. Hit me up so we can chop it up, you know? Mm. And then the last day I was planning on going to the strip club because just for content, you know?
Yeah.
And then he hit me up.
Of course. I mean,
then he hit me up.
Alone to New York, so it was just purely content. Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yo, come through. And then that's when I met him. Chilled guy, man.
Shout out to
bro, he's got no idea how big he is in SA. I was telling him, I'm like, dude, everybody knows you in SA, bro. Like, huge.
Yeah, we all know him. We all fuck with the Breakfast Club and the podcast.
This is how we started,
Brilliant Idiots.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, he wants to work with us. I got a meeting with him on Monday.
Dope.
Yeah.
Man, that's fucking rock and roll, man.
Yeah, man.
Going to New York. Who doesn't have a passport? Visa? Was America?
Who doesn't have a visa?
Who doesn't have a visa yet? Only two. We'll find a sound guy that satisfies.
Yeah.
Anyone can use Google fact checker. It's fine. Imagine the club what you must bring people up from, you know, those we are working with and stuff. Because when I saw you in Charlemagne, I thought on the spot you just decided to hire a crew and shoot a podcast because I thought you were interviewing him show.
No, I was just there to see him because there's some stuff, like I said, that he wants to do with us. Yeah. I'm going to meet with him. I'm going to have a Zoom meeting on Monday and then we'll see what's on the...
What comes out of
what
it.
What comes out of it, you know? But yeah, I was working, guys. I wasn't just...
Hey. No, man.
I was working for the podcast.
You're working. Are you connecting?
It was a business trip.
Here's
what I want to ask you guys, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So let's just say, God willing, something good comes out of this Charlemagne thing. We do the podcast in New York or wherever. Now we're out there. We're not just the biggest podcast in Africa, the biggest podcast in New York.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. What happens to the people that didn't want to come on the show when we're here?
They're not allowed.
No. If they now want to come, we welcome them, you know what I mean? With open
arms. For real?
Yeah.
I saw.
I saw.
I saw.
Oh, guys.
They're not welcome.
I saw.
They were not ready.
They didn't want to fuck with us when we're here, bro. Mm. Why must we fuck with them when we're in New York?
I bumped into Simpesha Walala at the gym, in the dressing room. And I asked him, I'm like, yo, bro, when I come to the podcast? And the recorder's like, when I'm 50. I'm like, yo.
Yo.
I'm like, yo.
He
I'm
said
like,
that.
Yeah, there's a video. I posted the video.
At least he was honest.
Yeah. At least he was honest. Because a lot of them, like, I was like,
Kanye, what must happen?
I know. I mean, I say, no, they're not allowed.
But they're not allowed, bro. They're not allowed. That's some industry bullshit.
Now we're going to be opening doors for people. Oh, in America. You didn't want to come.
Yes.
When we're here.
Ah, well. You still have the list, ne?
We have a list.
The list of everyone who said no. Yeah, keep that.
Yeah, keep it. You we're know, just we're removing Casper because we are forgiving Casper. Ne?
Yeah, no, we can forgive Casper.
Yeah, okay, we remove Casper.
Because he
Casper.
Wanted to come. I'm honestly, yes. He did
and
want
Mac
to come.
And Mac was wrong. Yeah.
My favorites are the ones.
My, so it's fine. Yeah. Casper has forgiven us and we have forgiven. He's no longer on the list.
My favorites are the dudes who like, yeah, I'll come and then come back and say, my wife says no. Doja Cat's father, right? Doja Cat's father.
No, they say, no. This is how it happens.
Maka, what happened?
They refer them to the wife. That's
yes,
how they refer
all
to the wife.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, the wife is...
And then the wife was like, no.
But shout out to my nigga, Angus. So Angus, he's the one who shot...
Angus Gibson.
Yeah, Angus Gibson. Yeah. He shot Shaka Zulu, ne?
And
or he's the producer or whatever, right?
Way back.
Yeah. So he's like, we're scheduling an interview with him this week. So it's like, a lot of people are telling me not to come on your podcast. Now I really want to come.
Now I'm interested, yeah. He's a rock star, man. Yes. Shout out to Angus Gibson.
No, because you're right. Fuck all of them, bro.
No.
Where's that list, eh?
Yeah, we keep it.
Come and forgive us, boy. Come and forgive us. Come and hit me. No.
If you haven't been on this podcast, we're about to hit 500 episodes. Before 500, you're fucked.
Because remember, when...
That's not number now.
If you don't contact us this week, this week,
we're unavailable.
You said no. What is Dudu's email? What is Dudu's email? No.
We don't. They don't know. That's how unimportant they are.
No. They've got this week to contact Dudu. So what is Dudu's email? Dudu, what's
the
email? Is it Dudu at they wanna, Mrs. McChi?
Yeah, we're going to spam Dudu. Oh, to la manya my email. Ha, ha, email. So tech, Antoine.
Fuck him, dog. Fuck him, bro.
I'm going to send you all but yeah, boy,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. No.
Okay, fair check. Am I wrong, though? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you can give them a grace period of a month. A grace period.
Yeah.
I don't blame them, though.
What do you mean?
I don't blame them. I mean, okay, it's obvious that the people who do not want to come do not watch the show but have seen snippets. And obviously, we're known for our controversy. So if they would like to come, we're giving them an opportunity, a grace period.
Nah, man, no opportunity. It sounds like we're begging them.
Yeah.
This what is this
you missed the train.
Saying, hey, calm, no, grace, no. It's fine, man. Let's keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Like, remember when you were in high school, right? All the kids that used to bully you and didn't see your greatness. And then you had the nerds who were like, yo, Boosie, we love you, man. What you do with them facts is amazing. You know what I mean?
And empowered you, you know?
So are you going to forget about those people that had your back when no one did? And show love to the people that were trashing you. You know what I mean?
But
bro?
Think about it, dog. If, let's say, on a rainy day and you bump into your bully who was bullying you in high school and you're in this nice, luxurious car and it's raining and you open the door, like, come through. And you drop them off at home. Sure, shower them with love. How would they feel afterwards? Right? So that you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for him. You're doing it for yourself.
But it's New York, dog. That's keys to the world.
Okay, it's not like a drive home on a rainy day. It's not a drive home on a rainy day, right?
This is New York, bro.
It's one thing when they don't expect it. Yeah, it's one thing when they don't expect it. But if they're expecting it, that means they're even using you. So imagine because you're in that platform and then they contact you, they are using you. Someone who did not want to, like, or never saw you then. So clearly now they're like, oh, all right, you're good enough. Let me contact you. So that's using.
Okay, maybe how about we show love to the people that showed us love first, and then we do the rest.
Okay.
The list, you've got the list.
Yeah, we've got the list.
Send New York again.
Sure.
And someone we've been reaching out to, we've been pretty much getting blue ticked. And then they're like, yo, bro, I heard you're in New York. This is Trevor Noah. I want to come. Then what?
Ah, it's Trevor Noah. Come on, man.
Okay.
Oh, Trevor but Noah. No.
That's Trevor Noah, bro.
Yeah, so
because he's there already.
Standards now.
That's Trevor Noah. Come on. How do you say no to Trevor Noah? Are you mad?
Even though you said, well, he's essentially said no to us. Okay, what has happened? I mean,
I think it's timing.
We've been blue ticked.
No, he's blue ticked.
It was timing.
He's blue
ticked. We're going to be told, yo, the guy really wants to come, but he just doesn't have time.
No, he doesn't want to.
But he did
he's
come.
He's been told not to come.
Yeah, and he'd be.
No,
he'd
you think so,
run.
Guys?
No.
He was on the radio.
I would say that if he did another podcast, bro. He's never done another podcast.
Oh, you want proof?
That he doesn't want to come here?
Yeah.
Yeah, show me proof.
Okay. No, I'm just saying. Oh, you'll see.
Wait.
I'm just saying.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying. If, like, it'll switch.
He did another podcast.
On radio,
yeah, that's radio, man. He's a safe brand. It's traditional.
So obviously, he feels like this will mess it up for him. So that's a good thing, right
vibes.
There.
I don't want to lie, man. I get those vibes.
No, not Trevor. Guys.
No, Trevor.
Trevor
no.
gets this, bro.
No. Oh, he should have been here if he gets this.
Yeah, then he'd say you'll tell his whole
team. Scheduling. Do you know how busy Trevor's schedule is?
At the end of the day. At the end of the day, Trevor Noah is boss in his camp.
Oh, Trevor, that's fun.
He's the boss in his camp. And if he says, I fuck with these guys, I subscribe to the shit.
Exactly.
Then he's
let's call Cesar Domo, bro.
Yeah,
I
won't turn it pure and take preparer from a call.
I believe you with
Yakumbula. I'll take preparer anyways. What?
Bro, not Trevor, bro. I really, really, if that's the case, I'd be very disappointed.
No, be disappointed.
Because I'm pretty sure.
But Trevor,
okay,
bro.
I'm pretty sure it has gotten, you know, to him. Word has gotten to him that we really would love to have him on.
How many times did you DM him? Mac, remember. We spend a whole year, every episode.
Yeah, but we're on like 10,000 subscribers.
So?
You can't come to a podcast.
But now.
He's a prayer.
No,
I think it's a scheduling thing.
He was here for the longest time, bro.
He was, exactly.
Remember, he doesn't do the daily show anymore, so he's got free time.
He's got time.
Yes, that's a million other things.
And the thing is, Trevor, sometimes
have you ever
South
spoken
Africa,
to Cesar about Trevor?
Cook you what in, yeah, but cook you good what in.
Everything.
Exactly. Do you know every conversation you've had, Nomnaga?
Yebo.
Man. Pena, man, no, she's like a special occasion. Not every day, so we forget things we talk about. But we've touched on the Trevor thing before.
Mm. Let me call Cesar, dog. I'm telling you, there's no way. Trevor wants to come, bro.
Let's call him.
I promise.
So, Trevor knows that we want him on the show.
Trevor knows.
Oh, shit. All right, that was not intentional. That is not intentional.
Yo, sis.
Yo, what up?
Hey, what up, my dog? You live on the podcast, man. So, Pinduka's here. Ghost Ladies, yeah. You good?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Welcome back to the country.
Yeah, man. It's been a minute. Listen, so we want to ask you a question, right? This is regarding Trevor Noah. It's a simple question. Does Trevor Noah want to come on the podcast and chill? Yes or no?
Yeah, he's got no problem with
that.
Hold on.
He's a fucking chiller, bro. He wants to fucking come.
No. That was a high-pitched That's a lie.
Listen.
Cesar, if he wants to... Okay, go ahead.
I've spoken to him about you guys numerous times from last year already. And obviously he knows Mac, he's good at Mac. This time around, the reason why I didn't come through is because he had shows back to back and he was trying to save his voice.
Scheduling.
Even this morning I was speaking to him and he was trying to save his voice. Because, you know, like being on the road and doing an hour, 30 minutes every night, it takes a strain. That's all. That's the only thing.
And it's not like we're going to pay him for coming here, you understand? So he's got to take care of his bag.
That's Friday. Yeah, no, I mean he needs money from Podcast and Chill for sure.
No, the thing is, Cesar, I was under the impression that maybe he doesn't want to come because he was in the country and he did gang interviews on the radio.
No, he didn't actually. He only did an LA show and then he did East Coast Radio. The reason why I did East Coast
then
radio,
he did Clement Manya Taylor on 702.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was already in the building then. So when you're already in the building, then you may as well. Like, you go downstairs, Mac will tell you. Upstairs is 702. Upstairs is 947. So once you're already there, you may as well. And also, he was late for our Nene show. And then Clement's show started, I think, literally the hour after that. So it just made sense. The Durban show he did because he was pushing shows in Durban. So he did East Coast Radio.
And what
he didn't really do anything else. But even Fresh called me, wanted me to organize something. And he would have gotten Fresh as well because he got respect for him. But his voice, the voice was the issue.
Exactly. And you know, he's very pedantic about the voice. And what I was telling the guys is that he wants to come. It's just a matter of scheduling. Because this guy is fucking busy, bro.
Yeah. And I mean, also, his voice thing is also a medical issue. I don't know. Well, I mean, you wouldn't know. But about 8 years ago, he had a nodule. And he had to get an operation. And that operation was very delicate. Like, there was a possibility that he wasn't going to get his voice fully back, you know?
Wow.
And that's the same thing that Adele had. So when the voice is the instrument that makes you money, you don't take that lightly.
Exactly. I'm telling this nigga.
Right.
So he was never warned not to ever come here?
No, he gets it. He gets what we're doing. He fucks with us.
Not to come here.
Exactly.
His branding team.
All his friends have been here. Cizo has been here. Anele has been here. Come on, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Even so who's the other guy?
Even Kaya.
Even Kaya's
on. Kaya's younger has been here.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Yes. Everyone except Trevor, but the time will come.
Okay.
Okay, my bad. I thought
okay,
I got some
forgive food. Trevor. We remove Trevor from the list. No problem.
All right. No, shut up.
Making some sort of a hit list.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a hit list.
Yeah.
He was at the top of it.
He was the top.
You know what's funny about that, right? Like, what's really hilarious is that about a week ago, I saw some guy posting that like initially I was against the podcast, and now that the numbers are big, I'm going.
I saw that.
Relevant. People don't know, man. Like, I'm an original chiller, OG.
Yeah,
on the couch. You know.
He is. He's not lying.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I was in studio when that tweet came in. Yeah, he told me about
who's
it.
Who's
yeah.
that?
What do you,
just random.
What do you and Saul talk about when you guys are playing music and ads during the show?
We talk about everything. Sometimes we talk about you.
Yeah, we talk about anything and everything, bro.
So obviously, Saul's very different to me, you know? Like, this one time, he asked me what I thought was going to happen to somebody else in the lineup. I was like, nigga, I don't know. Like...
Man, Cizo runs Kaya, bro. Cizo knows everything. Cizo runs Kaya, bro. If you want leave, talk to Cizo first. Before talking to the big bosses.
Oh,
Cizo totally leave, bro. Those guys, how many days? Make sure it's not more than 10 days. Nigga runs Kaya, bro. I'm telling you now.
You haven't gotten into trouble in a long time. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, we've been keeping it clean. We are grown now. We are grown, Chief.
Yeah.
Until you listen to this episode.
100%. It means you take my lessons when I tell you.
Yeah, so next time you want to take someone to stand in for you on your show, you know who to call.
You know who to call you, eh?
For real?
Obviously, it's not my decision to make it.
Come on, you run Kaya. Oh, Cizo, come on, Cizo. You run Kaya.
You can make it happen. Bro, Cizo played my song. I dropped the song and Cizo played it. You know what I mean? No one would dare even play a song in Jay randomly out of the playlist on Kaya. Only Cizo.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you for that, fam.
No, I mean, look, it makes sense. And it certainly makes sense. Also, I'm part of the music team. So, you know, I work on the music on the show. So that one is easy to explain.
Yeah.
You're proud of everyone. I'm sure you're even proud of Simpiwa. You know, I was proud of Simpiwa. When I met you, your dick wasn't getting sucked.
Wow, that's funny.
Well, it's funny, bro.
You know what? Man, let me tell you something, right?
Yeah.
I am always proud of guys because majority of these guys I've known since they were young, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's always good when you see an industry person come in somewhere and then they end up somewhere else. The growth is always good. You know, I mean, you know, to have like a 15, 20-year career is not usual.
Yeah.
So of course I'm proud when I see guys doing well.
Nah, shout out to you,
Cizo.
Man. Danko.
Yeah.
That's funny. Right. That's funny.
Yeah. My neck.
Shabba, dog.
Peace, fam.
Ciao.
So, after meeting Charlamagne, I go back to my hotel. Now, I'm tired now. I got a lot of time in my hands because I was sleeping at the hotel for like the whole day. I've been tired for the whole week. So, I'm like, Fuck, man. Let me read some comments. Hey.
Wait. What comments now?
From the podcast.
Oh, okay. YouTube comments. Okay.
Yeah, YouTube podcast. Comments. I'm like, let me find out what the chillers are saying. Yeah. Was my night not ruined? Oh.
On what podcast? On what show?
The Waras Show.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. I saw some comments. Let me read it. I think I still have it.
Why would you want to do that to yourself?
No, I just wanted to see what's happening.
Oh, no, you want to ruin our day. Oh, your day was...
We stay away from this.
Yeah, we stay away from these things.
People can be. And look, people, majority say nice things, but the people who really say horrible things are really horrible.
But
and
you know
so
what I've
stay
seen?
Stay away from them for that reason.
No, I used to stay away from Twitter, right? Because those are not chillers. It's just people that check the clips and.
Yeah.
But with YouTube, I read because those are the chillers, right?
Yeah, and it's important
to know what the chillers think.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
Now I have noticed after reading the comments from the Waras Show, is that there are haters masked as chillers now.
Oh.
Okay, let's hear the comments.
Okay.
Do you get me? Have you picked that up?
Okay.
Hey, man.
Have you picked that up? Yeah. You've picked it up, Nebusi.
Have you?
Please say why you've picked it up.
If people hit on another level.
Wow. No, there's people...
To even pretend to be something you're not.
Yes.
Or to stand for something you don't.
Because chillers are open-minded, bro. Like, there's a certain way they speak. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They get it.
Yeah.
And then you just get people that are just crass and you're like, you're not a chiller, man. I know
the stages ago, man.
Because, I mean, we disagree, we agree with a lot of things.
Hey, man, there's people chillers, are crass, you know what I mean? crass.
There's ones where you're like, when are this? It's a place for me.
It'll hurt your whole day. Because there's with chillers, you'd know that it's like you're commenting on a moment. But someone who's a hater, now I understand what you're saying, is that they'll make it like about your life. You know, it's like someone saying you are ugly. Like, and talk about the moment saying, oh no, that was an ugly thing to say.
Yes.
You get what I mean?
Yes.
It's you're judging me on the thing I said at that moment. But when it's just about, hey, you're just an ugly person, you must stay out of that podcast. Okay. How? You know?
Hurts, yeah.
And if you're a chiller, you know the podcast is nothing without Kanye.
Yeah,
she's the clue.
Bro. Yeah, you're the clue of this shit.
These fuck
you, lady.
Read the comments now. Let's hear it.
Well, you guys have highlighted it, but what do you expect? I mean, with 1 million subscribers, there are those certain people who are watching just to see exactly where it's going to fall. Just as much as there are those specific people who are on the comments who would say that the podcast is flatlining or it's no more the same as it was. It's obvious it's not a chiller.
Yes.
It's just somebody who wants to see how far it's going to go and wants to basically be there when history ends. I mean, your chillers were back then when you guys had 10,000 subscribers.
Yes.
Now you are a brand. Even with your topics, I mean, there's people who disagree plainly on your topics and who would watch it just to disagree. There are those certain people who just watch just to contradict everything that's being said.
And am I wrong to say, if someone then has outgrown the podcast, that's fine also. Like, take for example, Power, the show, right? Empire, the show, right?
Yes.
I used to love Empire.
And I agree.
It happened one day, I stopped watching Empire.
Thank you.
I wouldn't go on their page and find something horrible to really say or to even express that, man, I don't want to watch this. You know what I mean? I wouldn't. Maybe I can tweet like, hey, it's weird. I haven't watched this show in a while. Guess I just outgrew it. Oh, flip. It's still steaming ahead. People still love it. Fine. You know what I mean? But
it's like so
I'm
nice.
Here now and it's life. It's okay.
Generations.
It's
you
okay.
Know, we outgrew it. There was a time we all watched generations.
Okay, they fucked generations up, though. That's different.
I get it. But
anyway, yeah, but
we
I know what you're getting
it.
To. Yeah. Yes,
so
yes,
it's like,
yes.
Imagine every day you're there writing, rubbish, what? You're like, you're still there watching. Why? Just leave.
One thing I picked up is not a good episode until we say fuck someone.
Oh.
Oh, yeah? Who's saying fuck this time? Kanye, okay. Who do you want to say fuck someone?
If you don't say fuck someone in an episode, you guys are censored.
Oh, shit, is that it? Yeah, bro.
We've never
exactly
come into the podcast saying we're going to say fuck so-and-so today, right?
Mm.
Or we're going to step on these toes today, right? If it so happens that, because it's a conversation, people don't realize how much we don't plan the show, you know what I mean? As far,
well, apparently it's scripted now.
For real?
Hey, let me go to the comments.
Oh, wow.
So this is me, 3 a.m. in New York.
Imagine you're in New York when you're in comments.
Ah, I talk about nothing else to do. I'm like, fuck, let me check out.
Oh, you're in the bedroom, you're tired. Yeah. You're in the hotel, yeah. You're tired.
So here's the first comment, right? Waras basically brought this episode back to the basics. Chilling. This is what I loved and missed about the channel. And then there's like 1,200 that's like, and then there's like 1,200 comments under this. Oh, sorry,
yo,
likes.
Yo.
Sorry, likes.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yo.
Wait.
Yo.
Okay.
My thoughts exactly. This is what we signed up for. Hope Mac will learn a thing or two from this episode and go back to basics.
Whoa.
100%. I thought I was the only one who felt that way.
Damn, bro.
It just feels easy and relaxed. Oh, and then they brought up that I'm gigging too much.
Maybe that's a genuine problem. It's okay.
Nah,
but one thing people don't know is
that
I don't gig on Fridays. I don't take gigs on Fridays.
Like, Mac literally, you canceled a gig yesterday at, was it Capello?
Exactly. Uh-huh. For the show.
You canceled the gig yesterday.
Because I wanted to be fresh.
Because he knows. Magapuzi the day before Kokango Mac following day.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and
but
yeah.
People don't see that.
No, people don't even see it. Like a lot of times, let's say I'm booked, right? Even today, I've got a gig, Live in Color, at 5, right? But we'd never rush this to make it to a gig on time.
No.
Ever. The first thing that we prioritize
is this.
And we've always done that. You know what I mean? If we're late for a gig, we tell them. Because even those people booked us because of this.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, cool. Because they chill us half the time anyway. They're like, it's fine. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But people don't see that. Some people don't get to see that.
You know what I mean?
Damn, bro. That must have hurt. I couldn't imagine. Damn, bro.
How did it make you feel?
No, I understand, bro. I understand, bro. Like,
I want to see more, bro.
Like, I get it, bro. It's, you know what it's like, man? Okay, this is where I need to channel my denial.
Because
what's in my head, I don't know if I can express it.
Okay.
You know what it's like, Dudu? It's like a drug, smoking, or like music, right? When you listen, they were saying this about Drake. He released an album, and people were like, we missed the old Drake, yeah. Whatever album that was hot, whatever. Because what happens is it describes a moment in time that you are in. Right? Okay. So, the first time you watch the podcast and how it made you feel, you will never get that
amazing
feeling again.
Oh, yeah.
You will never get that feeling.
Yeah.
Because, and you want to hold on to that feeling, but it can never come back. It's like cigarettes.
Yeah.
The first head rush I got when I had a cigarette.
Yeah.
I will never, ever, ever have it again. So, like, people sometimes get stuck in the past wanting to have that feeling again, but you won't. And
like, they remember an amazing joke that got them, like, hooked on the podcast.
You get what I'm saying?
I get what you mean.
Just
or the
like,
laughter or whatever that was happening or the person who was part of the podcast.
You understand?
Yeah.
Just like when I used to be a big fan of Eminem. And for me, the best album he's ever released was Marshall Mathers.
Mm.
That was my first introduction to Eminem.
Yeah.
And the impact and where I was in my life, I was young and whatever.
It helped you.
Well, it was amazing. And all the other albums after that haven't really nailed that spot. Because like you can't go back to that moment. So I think a lot of people are stuck in the past and I get it.
I think Sol is depressed. He was reading. he's not okay. He's not okay. Actually, fuck you, Mac. You started this. He's not okay. Sol is not okay right now.
I mean, comments like that really do get to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Because we try our best,
and
guys.
And we love what we do.
We love what we do,
this
man.
Thing. But, so I want to say, like, how do you guys feel? You know, like, what I mean? If people are saying the show is not the same, so are you saying you agree the show is not the same anymore?
It can't be the same,
it can't.
Bro. Like when
it's evolving.
When you started, bro, and we had 100,000 whatever. I'm not the same person I was then.
Yeah.
Bro, I've got two kids now, bro.
That's true.
I didn't
have
two kids then.
That is
I didn't have
so
a daughter,
true.
Which adds a spanner in the works.
Yo,
daughters will fuck you up.
Like today, Mac was was lotioning his elbows. I was like, fuck, are you like I was shocked. Mac never lotioning his elbows. You see, he's an evolved man.
Mac! Speaking of Mac lotioning his elbow, we're at gig last week in Barberton, right? So we're late because he's got a show to shoot. The guys were shooting something on Sunday. So it's Sunday. We're supposed to leave at 9 o'clock. So, nyavua, I get dressed, I pack my stuff, nyavaya. I'm like, boys, let's go. They're like, hey, Mac, Sol, are you pulling a Mac G? No, I said, Mac, is that you? Because I didn't shower. They're like, hey, Mac, is that you? What are you talking about, bro? Like, go shower, bro. So it's become a code now, you know? So you were even shocked. Who took Kobisa?
Kobisa, my elbow.
Damn, bro.
My elbow.
I heard you and Dino saying there's a water shortage. I'm like, oh, I'm in heaven then.
This is South Africa you need.
That's why when Tyler water comes on, Max switches off. Come on. Give me water.
Ah, yeah.
Come on.
You know, man, fuck you.
But you're right, dog. Like, we grow. We're different. Like, I can't be the same Saul from Hillbro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're in Rosebank now. Can we just... Please, can we just mention he's in Rosebank now?
Hey. Yeah.
Ooh. Give him a close, man.
People know.
This Hillbro thing is watered down now.
But I've been. People know that.
Yeah. He's by the zone, Rosebank.
Ooh. At the most expensive apartment. With the most expensive perfume.
So we're saying we agree. The show has changed.
Yeah. It has to.
Because it can't be the same. Because even if it was purely the same, the very same people would say, but it's not changing. It's not growing. The conversation.
Bro, and also podcasting has changed, bro. Like when we started Ghost Lady.
Yeah.
We knew who was listening.
Yeah.
Mm. Right now, bro, I don't know.
We don't
know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That is true.
I knew who was listening.
You missed.
What?
You're swinging in the dark.
But one thing which is what I've always told you is that no matter what happens, the content can't change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can change as individuals and evolve. In the mere fact that now I have a daughter, I don't mention the word.
Principle can't.
I don't mention the word whore or cunt. But before I had a daughter.
You can't say it now.
Did you say
it? You can't say it, bro. What can't you say?
Hey, when Wara said this whore, I was like, hey.
Someone's
daughter.
You cringe.
I won't lie, my daughter's made me soft, dog. Hey.
Are you for real? You can't say it now.
I can't, bro. I can't. You guys haven't noticed. I've never mentioned whore.
You can't.
Or calling people bitches. Yeah.
You can't.
You can't.
But anyway, what I'm saying is no matter how we evolve and change as people, the content can't change.
Can't change, yeah.
I wonder if you change the content, we fuck. Yeah.
So what's the difference between changing the content and changing not saying certain words anymore? And not that those words were the content, but... So you'll change how you deliver the content, but not the content.
So
I don't know if you're getting my question.
Yeah, I get you.
I'm confusing myself also.
Okay, cool. It's like when we started, bro, and I really want to do this, né?
Yeah.
We'll go back to episode, choose a number, any episode. If the structure or the content of the show from an episode year 196 isn't the same as the content now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Then we've lost it. So, for example, you can go to any episode. I was actually watching an old episode where we're talking about Durban Gogo, Reverse Mission.
Yes.
Yes. Remember that episode?
Yeah. I remember very well.
Yes. If you go back and watch...
That could have been stuff from yesterday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah,
actually,
yes.
That could have been a topic... And the reaction and the words would still be from yesterday. Like,
thank you.
Stuff could have done last week.
Thank you very much.
I wouldn't have changed my opinions on that.
That's exactly what I mean.
Okay, cool. I get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
But it's crazy, man. Podcasting is changing, bro.
Of course. Like anything else, bro. Like everything else. Things change.
Do you think you've grown since you first started?
Yeah. I mean, grown in what sense?
In the sense of like you're now more in tune with what you say, and you're now more deliberate about what you say, and you now think before you say something, or like, you know what I mean?
I've always thought before I say anything.
Yeah, you're good with that, actually, yeah.
Like,
Saul's the king of that.
I've always thought, since day one, about what I'll say, you know what I mean? I think I'm still pretty much the same. I've grown in my personal space, I've grown as a person, but as a podcaster, obviously, you grow. Anything you do every day or every week repeatedly, you'll grow in it. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't say I censor myself.
Yeah, anyway. The censorship, that's like
shit.
Dog nah. shit.
Can I answer that
fuck
question?
That shit. I don't censor myself.
You know what?
Wait, before you ask your question, have you
answered that question? Oh, okay. Because I feel like this is how it's that don't change the position, always understand the position you hold in the podcast. Because sometimes with growing, because yes, we're growing in our personal lives. But let's say, for instance, Saul, now you feel like, if you were to feel like, hi, now I must start the show. I must be the, like the main host. You know what I mean? So it's almost like you're forgetting the position you hold of, and that's how it's just like respecting what you're doing in the podcast and your position and sticking to what you do best. You get what I mean? So it's still... When you see how you're saying that in the last episodes, what you listened to, it will be the same way how we would speak even currently. So it's that thing of you understand the position you hold. If it's an anchor or a co-host or the main host, whatever it is, it's holding that position and making sure that I get it and it does not change. Even when people are maybe like on the comments are trying to say, hey, but you're saying too much or you're not saying enough. You should have. But it's that I'm satisfied with what I said and it's okay. Like it's done. If the show we're finished, it's good. Next show, we do the same thing. And it's being repetitive and on the same thing, it's like sticking to what we know, you know?
It's just like politics, bro. When I started the podcast, yeah. I didn't care about politics, bro. Mm. But the more we've interviewed these politicians and the more that I know now, I'm like, hey, man, there's some fuckery going on here, man.
We're being fucked.
Bro.
No Vaseline.
But does it say that we need to be now like involve a lot of politics in the podcast?
No, but I'm saying like now when I engage with a politician, I'm really invested. Whereas before, I didn't care. I was just like, okay, chillers want us to interview politicians. We'll do it because that's what they want.
Yeah.
But I had no care or interest.
Okay.
Even like with the gossip, the segment that you do, I honestly don't give a fuck like what celebrities are up to. But I know that's what chillers want, you know?
Yeah.
So we have to engage in it.
We are up to here with them. Fucking celebrities. We don't give a fuck what they're up to. But honestly, though, my thing is being... Like we can't be. There maybe are some chillers who are still chillers. It's not every all chillers will say stuff like that, especially if they try word it in a non-hating way. You know, we can't maybe dismiss all of them as haters disguised as chillers. Some are just have a valid concern, but you just answered it now that nothing can ever stay. Even Coke, I safari.
Hey.
Which one? The one we consume, Coca-Cola. Hey, New York.
Hey, I said New York. Which one did you take in New York?
Hey, New York.
Hey, New York. Fed Checker, what do you think about this discussion? What do you think? As the youngest chiller.
The youngest chiller.
I don't think I'm the youngest chiller.
Can be 15 at this age.
I mean, I started watching podcasts and chill in high school. So no, I'm not the youngest chiller. Yes, I was like that. But yes, what you're saying is true. You guys are going to evolve. The topics are going to evolve. The atmosphere and environment. I mean, I am here now. Dudu's always in the studio. There were 4 Malikans. Now there's 3 black studios. Things are changing.
Hey, they were complaining about ads. We got too many ads. I'm like, how the fuck do you think we get to afford a Fed Checker? Which other podcast has
guys,
a Fed Checker?
We're 2 bad guys. And then how many members do you have compared to bro. The number of subscribers?
Yeah. Bro.
You know what I mean? Like, and so...
So now we mustn't have ads because I suffered. Sorry, continue.
And remember when we were like there was like 10,000 subscribers?
Yeah, yeah.
The sentiment would be, guys, don't skip ads. Yeah, yeah. Almost every second comment would be that.
Mm.
How can we have too many ads?
Or they can
ads,
just though? Watch
that's
the premiere feeds at 3 p.m.
That's what...
on Monday. So then there'll be no ads there. That's another alternative.
Oh, the premiere is no ads?
Yeah. So if you watch the premiere at 3 p.m. on Mondays, you're not seeing ads.
Oh, no. Can we do another episode where there's no live reads and then we put it like on Patreon for people that want to watch the show without ads?
Yeah.
That's going to be tricky, man.
You just have to upload it on Patreon, right?
On Patreon. Yeah.
So it's still the same episode.
Same episode without
just uploaded
ads.
It, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can do that.
Okay.
It'll be an alternative if no one has the ads.
Exact same episode.
Oh,
yeah, that's
without
fine.
The Manscaped, what?
Oh, we'll just shave off the Manscaped.
It's like clean. Fine. It's a clean, clean episode.
Clean episode. Yes.
Clean. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea actually.
Yeah.
Good idea.
But bro, to close it off, ne, one thing I gotta say, ne,
you made here the comment, look at it's last Landela, his show as it's produced. So it's like closer off now.
Oh, yes, you, yeah. Did you see that comment? Yeah, apparently, that we only talk about it's scripted. You script the show for us, dude.
Yeah. That's why I say, Valama, that. I was sorry for, you know.
Oh, sorry, dude. We did not go through your...
We're not going to go through your content today.
We are going back to basics.
Yeah.
I would say Vala, man.
Say Vala.
Look, what I wanted to say, ne, is, yes, every chiller has the right to have an opinion, whether you like the show or not.
Mm.
But,
definitely.
But I would urge people to try be in the moment because nothing lasts forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Saul might wake up tomorrow and want to start his own podcast or whatever, yeah, or do his own thing. So as you, Ghost Lady. Yep. Or I might want to move to New York, you know.
Alone without us.
Yeah. Or do us, yeah, with Charlamagne. Like, do the podcast with Charlamagne.
Because I'm scared of this interview. What if Charlamagne is just like, no, I just want you, MacGyver.
Yeah. I don't want everybody else.
I don't want everybody else. I just want you.
So while we are still here together, just try and enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Because one day this will end.
Yeesh.
It will end.
True.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So just like stop thinking about what's wrong, what's whatever. Just enjoy it because
enjoy
it's going to be one of those things where like till this day, I cannot forget how Tato and Tato made me feel in the morning.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Bro.
You know?
At the end of the day, it's just an hour and a half. Not normally, we just take an hour and a half of like our podcast generally, right?
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah.
It's not like we make your lives. It's
man, let's fucking keep doing what we do, man. As long as we all walk out of here feeling like we left everything on the mic.
Yeah.
There's never been a single day where I leave here and I feel like, oh, fuck, I didn't say this.
Yeah.
Or I said this wrong. Or
hey, but shout out to you, Soul. Soul is fucking good, hey.
What?
When I was watching the shows, I'm like, this guy's fucking brilliant, man. For real. Hey, dog. You're amazing, dog.
You send a text like that, man.
Yeah. Don't read the text.
Thank you. Let me read a text.
Oh, so got a private text. You said beautiful show, guys. Perfect. Then so got a private text. Please read that.
Oh, you guys, I thought you got it.
No.
Yeah, still gonna send this to you.
No, nothing. Hey. Yeah, I saw the group text.
This is Thursday. With Rockets, man, they were rocking. Didn't doing any text. Mac, bro, I'm so glad to have you as a partner. You're so fucking good.
Aww.
Watch both podcasts. You held that shit down, bro. Nice. Salute. Yeah, man. Shout out.
I know that you're good, dog.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I watched him like you, bro.
Appreciate you, my nigga.
Thank you.
Anyway, go Slade, what's happening?
How? Let me just say, Zayvalale show.
Oh, Zayvalale show.
What's happening?
Tell us what these celebs are doing.
People love that shit of yours,
man.
Are you serious?
Bring people love the shit.
We're going back to the basics.
Hey, people love the shit you bring, man.
That's not the basics. We just used to wing it, you know. Now we... Like at least. No,
you must watch the Devin Gogo reverse cowgirl episode. It's so funny.
No, we didn't just wing it, man. Mac used to do what you do. You used to have it there, right?
What?
The stuff that you would want to talk about.
He just never read it, though.
He just never, because the show would just take a left, which it always does, like today and every other show, really, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think we must keep doing it, man.
The one thing that stood out for me during the week was Mukabza. So first he was trending because he went on a live and he was like busy criticizing women for their makeup.
For real?
Yeah.
Gabza.
Hey, Gabza.
He was alive. He wasn't producing music.
No, exactly.
He was just laying on the couch. There was football, I think, playing in the background.
And funny enough, he had a whole filter. I'm like, Gabza, that doesn't look like you. Do you know that he also, apparently there's a rumor that he paid 300,000 for Lobola, for his woman. They're apparently getting married in December.
So shout out.
Damn.
300.
But
I leave the rest follow.
Shout out. What's that?
I'm saying I lead the rest follow.
Oh.
Oh, have you paid Lobola?
1 million. Oh, no. 1 million.
In subscriber.
Yeah, everything for
in subscriber currency. In subscriber currency. What is that?
One negotiation, but say one subscriber, one ngom. Otherwise, forget it. You know, you'll spend the whole night counting in a lady. Sheba.
Yo. Yo.
But Kanye, I think Kamsa can afford 300K. Remember, the thing is, now here's the thing, right? To him, it's 300K is not like what it means to the average South African. So, and that's what maybe, I don't know. How did you base your allowable amount?
I'm going in December.
Accepted one.
I'm going in December.
Are you?
Yeah.
So now, obviously, it's going
to
be like...
But isn't it not your first time?
What do you mean?
Lobola.
You've tried paying Lobola.
She said no. So what are we discussing if she said no?
Oh, but did you know the amount then?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I didn't even get to there. Oh, shame.
Aye, man. Don't you know that? You knew the amount before asking... Before Naga knew the amount before he asked you to...
Not necessarily. But you know you'd fish as a woman. Like, I remember asking my dad, like, Baba, when people come for...
How much was your Lobola? You just spoke
now,
about
Gamsa's. Now you're gonna compare. Hey, Gamsa's was on the paper. Mine was not on the paper. So I'm gonna feel bad.
Okay, yeah, that's a bit sacred, ne?
Not really. I'll be honest. With how my dad, how he's.
Oh, box loss.
Sorry, man. I've been holding it since New York.
Oh, that's
damn.
Cool.
Damn. Okay.
Book of American Pie.
Hey, peace. Hey.
No, but I think even the figure may not be accurate also. We can't believe everything we read, guys. Let's be honest.
I need to, with how I know it in our culture, would be 11 cows. So, but it depends on how the family, how they price per cow. Then it's times by 11. But in my instance, I remember my dad saying, it's the kind of, what kind of wedding do you want? And how much is it going to cost me? Because obviously, we are now having to do this wedding, help you do this wedding that you want. Mm. So it was according to, so it was like, oh, okay, generally the venue, the this, the that, it's going to cost an average of, let's say, 70,000. So he knew coming in that, okay, so tella, because of it must pay for the wedding. So that's why with my in-laws, for instance, no one can say, hey, we paid and we just took money in your house and it's just chilling there. No, you all ate. We all partook in that money. It helped that wedding. Was that amount and it finished there. So we are just continuing our marriage. No one owes, you know, it's not like, but anyway, it differs per people.
Nota says we must fill up F&B Stadium.
Us?
Next.
Can we?
Oh, no ways.
Okay.
How many people is that? 90,000?
90,000, no ways. Are we big? Not that big. 90,000!
Okay. Now we can, man.
Nice.
We filled up 20,000. No, 8,000.
Yeah, it was 8. So
it was 8.
Yeah.
Mm. We filled up 8 after how many months?
Three months.
3 months of pushing.
We had to postpone as well.
Yeah, we had to postpone.
90.
Yeah.
Oh, but.
Better boy failed.
You know 92. What? Yeah, yeah. Wow. And also, no ways, David Kao had a gig this weekend, I think in PE. And he posted and he said, this model, and it goes back to us and this F&B idea. He said this model of selling tickets
last minute,
and you've got a link for however long online, web tickets, compu ticket, people don't buy and they buy last minute, is not working for me. Therefore, the gig on Saturday is sold out. I've bought all the tickets myself. I'm going to be chilling at home watching myself. You know what I mean? Because of the headache of... Because I was thinking, if we start pushing now, the F&B for next year, now.
Oh,
yeah, no. You were saying December.
Yeah, we'll start
next
pushing.
Year, December.
Yeah, we go online live with the ticket sales now. For next year, December.
Bro. Yeah, stress.
Bro, we can go for 10 years.
Next year, yeah.
So
it's talking
about November. Shisheika.
With 80,000 tickets to sell in a month. Imagine. Yeah.
90,000 people. No ways, bro.
No, guys.
No ways.
You don't think people will take flights from Cape Town to come watch us?
Nope. Not in this climate, bro. People don't have money, bro.
Nope.
Chillas.
Who are you talking to?
Chillas.
Chillas. My man, let's go back to basics. Shama clap.
Clap, yeah. My brand.
Next
week we're going to Bloemfontein.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes,
Bloemfontein next week. That's good enough.
We're shooting from the pool also.
Yeah, we're there. We're almost there because there's no aircon here. Sinning to the aircon. What else you got for us, Ghost?
How?
Oh, you're unprepared. It's fine. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about? Don't look at your phone.
Well, yeah, what did you want to talk about?
Close the phone, Ghosty.
What is on my mind? What's
on your mind?
What's on your mind, girl? What's been bugging you?
What song is that?
I don't know. It's just a song that sounds like someone sang one time.
Oh.
Talk to us.
No, Anela took her helper to when she traveled. Remember how you asked Anela to stand in and she was not available? Who else did you ask?
Bonang.
Oh, Bonang.
Yeah.
Was she keen?
She was in Paris.
Oh,
yeah,
you see?
But she was keen, yeah.
You see, also Anela was also keen. But she was traveling. She was in
What does that have to do with your story?
No. She took her helper. So no, I found out. Wait.
Fucked around and found out.
Yeah. So what happened? She traveled,
took a helper abroad.
She took a helper abroad.
Wow.
Like, that's another level. I know it's black people, we normally just take our helpers back home. You know when you know that it's going to be busy, so just take care of the kids because I have to go tiza kind of vibes. Like, traveling with your helper, you know?
Ah, if you can afford it.
We've been doing that, man.
No.
We take our driver everywhere.
Our driver? It's not a helper.
No, he takes us everywhere. What do you mean we take him everywhere? He takes us everywhere.
He takes young guys everywhere.
No, shout out to Anna. And if she's rich and she can afford that, but also not all rich people do that. That's the thing. You know what I mean? You'll find some families who will go to Switzerland or whatever and leave their helper.
No, but Anna does that. Like, she's been doing that. Even when she had an OB at Sun City, she brought the whole family there. She's like, I'm not doing the OB unless the whole family comes there.
Nice.
Even when like they book her in Ibiza for a show, she doesn't go unless the whole team is there.
Yeah,
like, she's been doing that. Like, it's nothing new.
Shout out to her.
Yeah.
As for us, our domestic helpers don't even catch domestic flights. Put her on a bus. We're like, yeah, go see your parents.
Bro, you gotta help her.
She comes once. She helps with the ironing. Mm. It's mostly the ironing. Because my woman can clean our place. Mm. She cleans our place.
Don't you clean
our helper? Don't I clean?
Okay.
You make him like a clean.
He's so domesticated. He's
for real.
Very good.
Hey, there was a scene between
period.
You guys in the last episode where you said Soma say sorry. He said sorry. And then after he said sorry, he's like...
But you know, me and Sol have got that. We're like siblings, me and Sol.
That's so funny.
Look, man, there is men who prefer who do clean, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just don't prefer cleaning. You know, I do everything a man should do. You know what I'm saying? I pay the bills, I handle everything, and I just don't like cleaning. I don't.
That's just such.
You know what I mean? Like, if I stay by myself, I'll have someone help me.
Anyway, what do you want to talk about, my dog?
Do you see Netflix is gonna go into retail, like? They planning on doing something called Netflix House.
Wow.
Where kids go play and there's games and stuff like that.
In SA?
All over the world, I'm assuming. Like in 2025. Please check the facts for me.
How
is this?
How does that look like?
It looks like, I think it looks like the Fun House. Or have you been to like Total Ninja or something like that?
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah, where just kids play and some colorful stuff. I don't know. If there's an idea or concept images of what it would look like, please share with us, Fact Checker. But I think that's so dope. I mean, it shows, you know, adapting in the modern world where things are changing so much.
How's that dope? Because people are now more indoors than outdoors.
Well, they've done their research as Netflix. Maybe people then still go outdoors.
Yeah, we're back
outdoors.
Take
your kids to theme parks.
Outdoors.
Yes.
You don't take your kids to theme parks?
Yes,
and
yes.
All these playing, yeah. Kids still love that. Kids yearn for that. Any kid.
Yeah.
Whether you're from a rich family, poor family, kids love just being out there.
There's one by Rosebank.
That's how they grow. Where?
Next to where you stay.
Where?
By Rosebank. It's very nice.
It's the conga for kids.
Yeah, the conga for kids. It's very nice. You like
isn't it? I've heard there's a conga for kids, but isn't that like by Rodeport side?
No. It's by Rosebank. Right opposite the Universal or Sony, whatever record label's there by Rosebank.
Yeah, it's Universal.
Yeah, right.
Opposite. Oh, they're both there, actually.
Yeah, not Universal, Sony. Yeah, right opposite Sony. There's a conquer for you. You'll love it, bro.
For real.
Bro, I took Naledi there.
My daughter, yeah?
I took Naledi. I mean, I took both my kids there and Naledi was there. Naledi ended up painting. That's how dope it was.
Painting?
Yeah, like
wow.
Kids.
Please send it to me, bro. Yeah. I'll take my daughter there. Yeah, yeah. So that's what Netflix now wants to get
give
into.
It, we won't give it free advertising because it's a white place. They've got enough money. If it was a black place, I'd mention it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, they've got enough money.
Yeah, no, they've too much money. They probably take the domestic workers to space.
To space.
Yeah. So,
no, it's fine. Here's Fact Checker.
Yes, even though on the platforms they do not state exactly where will the Netflix house be in South Africa or around the world, they are planning on having retail shops or fun houses where you can dine, eat, and also get your merchandises, your cups and stuff from your favorite shows based from Netflix.
Who's the DJ?
look at you, go trying to get a gig. Playing for kids. I am, guys.
Fully booked. For the whole day.
No.
Bro, we laugh about that shit. What's going on there with Buster?
Isn't it that he just likes dating small kids?
So now we've just like accepted
allegedly.
It. Like, it's just like...
No. But also, it's
so
also...
It's just like... Yeah, hey, man, Maporisa slapped Thuli or beat up Thuli...
No, but with Buster, no one has come forward. No one pressed charges. No
yeah,
one has
exactly.
taken him to
That's
court.
That's another thing.
You know what I mean? Like,
Pori and Thuli.
And it's just my rumor.
They dropped the charges. She dropped the charges. Remember?
No, he said he's going to take it further.
He said he wants his day in court. Remember?
Oh.
He said he wants
so
his day in court.
There?
We don't know.
Thabo Bester, where's he at?
Man, Thabo Bester.
Still in prison. Oh, now he's added Dalimpofu to his legal team.
I don't get Thabo Bester. He's convicted.
He doesn't have a winning streak, though, but anyway.
Thing is, Thabo Bester's convicted, guys, for murder and for rape. And he's imprisoned for life there.
What is
How
this
is he him fighting this case? Because he escaped. Like, dog, you were in prison already. Like, they threw away the key already.
Why do they keep on bringing him to court then?
Unless he's got a grand plan and he wants to sing and he wants to start, you know, bringing down the people as well who maybe he's connected to. But that doesn't make sense because, bro, they arrested him and threw away the key. And then he managed to escape, lucky for him.
Ish.
But then you can't fight it when already you are out of your place, which is prison.
Mm.
So I don't know what his plan is. It's going to be interesting to watch. And then Dr. Magudumane, we spoke about
She wasn't well. Yeah, she wasn't well. She didn't appear. And three people are now, their charges were, well, not charges. They were just dropped by the, remember, they couldn't find anything.
And then what's happening with the eggs, bro?
Man, we're getting fucked with, bro. The eggs, man. There's a shortage, apparently, because there was like flu and stuff. Avian flu and then... The chickens had to be culled, killed, and, you know, because of the flu, and to avoid it spreading. And obviously, then that affected the supply of eggs. Is that the story, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it Ubutakati?
Ganjan.
Like the guys there by the river where they slaughter the chickens, they killing the chickens and make eggs.
They kill chickens and make eggs? Mac, what are you saying, man?
No, Ubutakati. I need to use chickens.
Yes. Oh, I've seen that where they hang a chicken by the tree. Yes. I've seen something like that.
So
but
aren't they killing the ones that make eggs?
No, man, it's got nothing to do with it.
Because you know Utagat is rife here.
It is. That's why I come to Funasum Vashele School. I was just begging see so I could go to you. I'm going to like, but I'm scared of it.
Sweet. We're being scared.
Swan, safe. At the end, right in our phone, we can do the interview now. You know? But Butagati is rife, man. But nah, it's got nothing to do with the eggs.
Okay.
Didn't you like the Butagati chat with Dineo?
I did, man.
Oh.
That was crazy.
It's fascinating.
You asked a very dope question, man.
What question?
No, was it you?
Probably Ghost Lady.
Nah, it was probably Saul. Nah, it was probably Saul.
Even the sun.
But anyway, anything else, but dog?
Nah.
just guys, be careful, man. They discovered, so Pakistanis and Bangladeshis are fighting, right? Over obviously this puzzle shop market. And now one Pakistani snitched on the Bangladeshi guys, and they've discovered a factory of this in Krugersdorp, probably Kagiso, where these guys are making all the food.
Wow.
And there's so many of the, I don't know, man, if there's no, there's not enough will from our government, or someone is paid off to look the
someone
other way.
Someone is paid off.
Definitely, bro. These guys are making everything. Tin Staffu, beans, spaghetti, panado, coke, snee. They're even making fake laxatives, acha, all the stuff. And then they just brand them with the popular stuff that we know. Okay. Google the story, fact checker. Say IOL, fake foods, South Africa, SA.
Guys, so with all this knowledge, why don't we just stop buying from them?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying
the
to say.
The information is not leading to the poor people, the poorest of the poorest. And that's the biggest market, remember. So this information is only for people who, like us, who have, it's like, okay, let me only just go buy at the...
Who are privileged.
Yeah, who are privileged. Yeah.
But guys, Emakasi, sokna mamole, Emakasi. And let's be honest, man. A lucky star from Emakuleni. A lucky star is a Pick n Pay. You may find it's even cheaper at Pick n Pay sometimes. And then if it's cheaper, Emakuleni, ask yourself why. It can't be cheaper than by more than $5.
Isn't
then
it convenient?
Then you must know something is off.
Isn't it convenient? Because with the mall, I have to take a taxi to go to the mall.
Yeah, exactly.
With that, I can just walk.
Yeah, bon.
Yeah, but
like,
guys.
You are quite as imalona. It's like, okay, in a 20 rand, whatever I can get this pass, it's in fish.
But yeah, for you, like literally, they're selling fake foods that can harm you.
It's hectic.
You know what I mean? So rather than spending your 10 rand, maybe I'm speaking from a point of privilege, but rather than spending your 10 rand, or walk from a 2 near a Krisani mall and tenge into Sami, walk it back, you know, then risk my life and my kids' lives by buying into anywhere, somewhere, engine. Ah, come on.
I just wish this information could start going into filtering, maybe in community radio stations. Mm. I think that would be another space, like, so that it's like there's a warning, like, guys, refrain from buying from these Amas Paz.
Because Bazenzela, like, literally, Bazenzela, like, South Africa, these people.
It's crazy, man.
You can't have bread that is like, it turns, if you put it in water, it turns into like dough. Bazenzela,
that's Bazenzela.
Guys, no.
Anyway, Podcast and Chill team will be broadcasting live in Bloemfontein. We're coming this weekend.
Bloom.
And the operative word being team. So everybody's going to be there. 21st of October at the Backyard Experience at Rambus Club venue. The event will feature great food, amazing vibes, and captivating live music from the finest artists representing the Free State. Secure your tickets now, priced between 150 and 200 rands. Available at webtickets.co.za. Do not miss out. Weren't we at Broom last year, bro?
Yeah, we were. With Chris Mapani, remember?
Yes.
He was the comedian there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went Bloom last year. Bloom shows us love. Man, we get love everywhere. But Bloom, second time now.
Yeah. You coming with this time, Ghost Lady?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Weren't there last time?
No, I wasn't there last time.
No, oh, so please
I'm coming
come.
Through. I'll be definitely.
People get disappointed when you're not there, for real.
Who? Yeah.
You.
Who'll be disappointed?
People. Chillers. Oh, no. They really get disappointed. Like,
yeah,
they,
I know. That's what I'm
saying. Cool,
I know. They lose it.
We gotta go back to basics. What's this mask thing of yours, yeah, Maxhosa?
Okay.
Yeah. What's this mask business that you keep doing? Before you used to come to branches, you know, and change your voice, make it squeaky. Now you're there, the mask.
The podcaster.
Hey, Maria, let them a mask. It must stop now,
okay,
please.
Okay, all right. So songs of figure in my full ensemble, it's myself.
Yes.
And everybody knows you now. Come on. The chick is up.
It's like a second thing. Come on. Hi. You should have taken tips. Miguel and Smu. They figured you out.
I know, we did chat me and Smu. It did give me some second tips.
Nah,
so that's
nice
why.
And also, we got a podcast on the network that goes live for the first time ever in SA. They do a live podcast.
Oh, damn. The sports one.
Yeah. Oh. Outside ZD.
Yeah, I heard something like that.
Yeah, every Friday, 3 p.m. They're going live, man.
Nice.
As in live in the
live,
studio.
Live,
they
live.
Live, like in the studio. Normal podcast setup, but live.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So we want to see where they fuck up and then we'll start going live.
Oh, they're the guinea pigs.
Yeah, they're the guinea pigs.
They are our guinea pigs.
So would we go live on Mondays? Is that the plan? Future plan?
I think Thursdays.
Oh, Thursdays. Good.
Yeah.
So what does that entail? We just do the podcast normally, but it's live? Or yeah, is it? Is it
remember Thursdays of the celebrity, though. So hey? Would we be going live with a celebrity?
Ah, we're out of celebrities. Who else can we talk to?
Yeah.
Ah, we're out of
this rate.
Hey, damn, man. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I think we should start going live on Thursdays with the chillers.
Yeah, that's next level. Let's do it.
Oh, but that's evolution. That's growth. No, we don't want that, guys.
Hey, wow. Yeah. We must stay where we are. We must go back to basics.
Let's go live, man.
Go back to basics.
Guys, we're going live. We're going live. We're going live.
We are here, man. Podcast and chill.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear. For if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.